Well, today we have a guest, and joining us by phone is Kendra Meyer. Kendra is a program education specialist for ISU Extension and Outreach Farm, Food, and Enterprise Development Program. Boy, that's a big title. Kendra, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
That's what they do at Iowa State Extension, right? They give you big titles.
Makes it sound good, yep.
You betcha. Well, you also have a lot of responsibility, too, in a lot of ways. And I want to talk a little bit about an online course that you've got coming up that folks could take advantage of. And the topic was kind of interesting to me because it has to do with bringing other people onto the farm. And is that something that's becoming more commonplace these days?
It is becoming more common, especially probably over the last 10 years or so. We've seen a lot more farms open up to visitors on a large scale to a small scale. You know, it might be just a farm stand, or it could be a full fall farm, you know, where there's pumpkins and, you know, a lot of things going on. But it's becoming increasingly popular, especially during COVID. We've seen a lot of great opportunities there for farmers because people are wanting to get outside and enjoy an outdoor activity. It has been growing, and we are excited for that.
Yeah, I suppose for a lot of different reasons folks are visiting farms. It might be educational. It might be, we've seen a lot more activity with folks wanting to get to know exactly where their food is coming from. And when it's produced locally, sometimes they have that opportunity that they can see right there in front of them.
Yes, yep, and getting that farm fresh food too, can't beat that.
Yeah. Well, bringing visitors onto the farm, it's not like it's completely new. It's been going on forever, but some risks involved there, huh?
Yes, there is a lot of risk involved. Not all of them, I mean, they don't need to sound big and scary, just little things that farmers can think through that help eliminate those risks, or, you know, at least alleviate them and bring them down. So, we built this course to kind of help farmers go through some of those hot topics that, you know, might not be part of your everyday conversation, but it really should be at the forefront of your mind if you're having visitors come on your farm. And that's kind of where we brought these tools and resources in and brought different experts in to speak on these topics.
You bet. The program is called Farmers with On-Site Visitors Course. It's a 6-hour course, and it includes several different types of topics. Can you talk a little bit about some of the different topics that you've identified for this?
Yes. So we have seven different topics on this course. There is loss control and identifying hazards in agritainment. So that's speaking more from the insurance side of it. There's considering legal risk for specialty producers, talking about a lot of those legal risk, more of the laws involved. Some of those are more specific to Iowa, although this course can go beyond Iowa. It really can apply to anyone. Farm emergency preparedness training that talks through some of those emergency planning that you need to have in place if something were to happen on your farm, such as a flood, a fire, power outage, things like that. Protecting animals and humans from biosecurity risk. That's really if you have animals and humans coming on your farm at the same time, some of those risks that are involved. Food safety best practices. If you're growing food, preparing food, serving food, that covers all those areas. Food licensing for value-added products. So if you're creating the food, but then, you know, creating it to be a value-added product. It talks about some of the legal things that you need to have in place there. And then pesticide safety, safe storage, safe application, all things pesticide safety there.
Okay. Well, gosh, that sounds like a lot, probably more than I would have thought of off the top of my head.
Yeah, we really tried to think through, you know, some of like the main hot areas that you should think about if you're bringing visitors on your farm. And I think we did a good job. I'm sure it's not everything, but it definitely gets you thinking and gets some plans in place for your farm.
Well, and some are things that maybe folks wouldn't necessarily think of right away. They might overlook some of these areas if they weren't cued in on them. So important to be able to know all the things that you should check through. Are you reaching out a little bit? You mentioned you're doing, kind of collaborating a bit with some other groups and organizations to be able to present this material.
Yeah, so as far as presenting, a lot of our speakers are Iowa State specialists in these areas. We also partnered with Farm Bureau Financial Services, and they have a segment on the insurance side. So all these partners have been great. They are all very knowledgeable in their areas, and they provide great information for the course.
Okay. Well, now this is an online session, and sometimes we run into things that might be more regional-based. through some of the programming that's put on with Extension. But you say this is probably something that anybody, no matter where they are in the state, could benefit from?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And like I said, some of the legal stuff might apply to Iowa specifically, but really it can go even beyond that because it's still good practices no matter where you are. So it's definitely applicable to anywhere, anyone across Iowa, but it really can go beyond that as well.
Sure. Is this specifically for landowners, or if folks are renting, are they going to benefit from this as well?
Yes. Nope. Landowners, renting, anyone, you know, that's just having people come on the property that they're using.
Okay, very good. Well, I know a lot of folks like to have that contact as well and, you know, give folks an opportunity, you know, especially when we get to some of the different holidays. You get into fall season, you know, around the, say the Halloween season, the fall season, where you start to see pumpkins and things. I mean, something that can be, seems so innocent on the surface, there are issues that you should always look at.
Yes, absolutely. Things that you wouldn't necessarily think about, you know, making sure that there's not tire tracks that someone could trip over, you know, just little things that on a farm, it seems like a normal, you know, everyday thing. But when you have people coming on your property that, you know, maybe aren't even used to being on a farm or don't know why something's there or don't recognize it as a risk, making sure you're trying to alleviate all those risks is very important.
Yeah, that's a real key, too. We see more and more people who really don't have much experience on the farm visiting, and that's, they wouldn't have any idea sometimes what to look for there. Well, very good.
Yes.
Well, talk a little bit about this course. Now, it's an online course. Is it a Zoom thing? Is it recorded ahead of time for them to click in? Is it live? How does this all work?
So it is recorded ahead of time. So you can register it for it through our Iowa State Extension store. And you just sign up, and then it brings you into a Moodle course is what it's called. So within there, there's different modules. You can go through it at your own pace. You don't have to do it all in one setting. You can come back, you know, do a module one day and come back the next day and do a different one. So they're all pre-recorded. We don't anticipate it taking any more than about 6 hours to complete if you did the whole segment, but each individual segment can be from a half hour to 45 minutes. So a lot of people tend to like to, you know, go in and do maybe one or two segments at a time and then come in when, you know, when they have more time and do another segment or two. It is completely free, so there's no cost to do it. So really it's just some great free information that's there at your own convenience.
Sure. Well, it's a lot of important stuff. Will there be some materials involved, too, that folks can have in their hands?
There is some materials. So we don't send any out, but you are welcome to print them off yourself. Some farm emergency lists that you can print off, some handouts that you can print off. So there is things that we don't necessarily send to you, but you can print them off yourself.
Okay, so lots of opportunity there for you both to enjoy the sessions, but also to be able to have some of that material in hand. It's always nice to be able to refresh later on and take a look through that to help you remember a lot of the information. I'm sure there's going to be a lot that they're going to get have tossed at them through these sessions.
Yes, for sure. And we do provide the handouts, too, you know, for you to print off so you can take notes and refer back easily.
Okay, very good. Well, and we probably should stress, too, that while this is helpful, it's not the end-all to be-all. Folks also need to visit with whoever represents them, if they have trusted legal counsel, if you know they have folks that they know they can lean on for some of that information. It's good to be able to bounce that off and make sure that they've got everything appropriate.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, some of our partners are great ones to refer to for more you know, counsel or, you know, to have those talks with, but they can also refer you to people maybe locally that you can have more conversations with. So, yes, it doesn't cover everything, but it does just give a good area to start thinking about things, start putting practices in place, and just start that risk management planning for your farm.
Okay. And, of course, Iowa State University Extension always has plenty of opportunity for you to follow up. If you do have any questions after the fact, I suppose they could probably just call their local Extension office and get at least pointed in the right direction.
Yes, for sure.
Excellent. All right. And that session, those sessions are available now?
Yes. They're available now and they're up. Like I said, you can take them anytime at your convenience.
All right. Very good. Kendra Meyer, Programs Education Specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Farm, Food, and Enterprise Development Program. Feel free to check out the Farmers with On-Site Visitors course. You can find that online. And be prepared. Kendra, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.